I'm George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. So just commenting on the Supreme Court judgment in the United Kingdom today. Now, as anticipated, as I guess, the Supreme Court ruled that Scotland cannot hold another referendum on leaving the United Kingdom unless Westminster grants permission. At the moment, there's no sign that Westminster is going to do so. So the situation is this. The Scottish National Party has governed in the Scottish Parliament since 2007, and they've gone from strength to strength. So the SNP's programme is to take Scotland out of the UK and back into the European Union. 2014, remember, the United Kingdom was still within the European Union. The Brexit referendum hadn't yet been held. Scotland held a referendum, and there was a six-word question. Should Scotland be an independent country? That was it. Now, the wording was problematic because, of course, if it was going to leave the UK and yet remain within the European Union, well, it wasn't independent. I know people may disagree on that one. The European Union might be magnificent, but you're not independent if you're in it. Because if there was a European regulation, for example, to Scotland as a member state, that would instantly apply to Scotland, even if every single person in Scotland opposed it. So there are definitely upsides to being the EU, but you're not independent if you're in it, because you're having to accept decisions from outside your territory. Anyway, so Scotland was granted devolution in 1997, actually took effect in 1999. The Scottish Parliament opened in Edinburgh. Having been adjourned in 2007, we're merged into Westminster. Well, there's a referendum in September 1997, just after the funeral of Princess Diana, and it was decided the Scots, about 66%, said yes, they wanted devolution. Sorry, I don't think it's even higher than that. What we're talking about is more like 75%, and about 66% wanted tax varying powers. So remember, a tax in Scotland can be higher or lower than the rest of the United Kingdom. But national insurance is the same for the whole of the UK, including Scotland. But certain powers were reserved from West to Westminster. So Holyrood, the Scottish Parliament, controlling education, healthcare, policing, criminal justice, transport, culture, lots of matters. But nothing touching the Crown, defence, national security, pound sterling, foreign affairs. Now, Scotland is, of course, represented at Westminster and contributes that way, has produced cabinet ministers, prime ministers in this time, indeed Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, David Cameron. I know Cameron was born in England, but he's of Scots blood. I think ethnically he's completely Scots, at least half Scots anyhow. Must have been said, oh, because he's posh, he can't be Scots. Of course he can. That's as ludicrous saying you can't be posh if you're English. Sorry, you can't be English if you're posh. The matter about whether Scotland would be allowed a second referendum on the possibility of breaking up the United Kingdom was reserved to the Westminster government. So the case came before the United Kingdom Supreme Court. And somebody was asking me today, yeah, but isn't that wrong that they ruled that? And I said, well, no, I don't think it is, because it's crystal clear. And it was the whole of the Constitution, as in the bench of judges here in the case, ruled that lawfully it's part of the United Kingdom. It's in a union, and therefore Westminster has the right to grant or indeed refuse a second referendum. Now, no more referenda, because there's 55% voted no, they don't want to leave the United Kingdom, 45% voted yes. But the SNP had the Scottish Green Party on their side. Remember, the Greens in Scotland are not the same as the Greens in England or Wales, or indeed in Northern Ireland. And the SNP says it's not about their party. And I suppose, strictly true, it's not about the party as such. You might be against the SNP in general, dislike most of their policies, but agree on that one. Or indeed, you could agree on lots of SNP policies, but just not like the independence thing. For valence reasons, say, yeah, they're good at managing the economy or something, but don't want to leave the UK. But the demographics did appear to be on their side. The very elderly, very pro-union, are dying off. The people in their 30s and 40s were very separatist. And the rising generation, they were mostly separatist, but not by a huge margin. Nevertheless, time seemed to be on the side of the separatists. But then 2016, remember the Brexit referendum, so the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, 52%. That was 53% in England. The English figure was so close to average because, of course, England's got 83% of the population. What will Scotland gain from independence other than pride? Well, nothing, I would say. But getting back into the European Union would be a good thing. But that ain't going to happen, because Spain has vowed they would never, ever consent to Scotland rejoining the European Union as a separate member state. And remember, there are 27 members of the European Union. all 27 must approve you. Even one of you can veto a member state seeking to join, because that would set a precedent for Catalonia, where many people wanted to leave Spain but remain in the European Union as a separate member state. And their centrifugal forces in France and Germany and Italy, in almost any European Union member state, so that they shan't permit that to happen. That's really just a non-starter. And the SNP still hasn't sorted it out. So you get your second referendum. As soon as you leave the UK, what are you going to do for a currency? The SNP were around for a century. They haven't decided this. Well, you as the euro, but you might not be allowed into the eurozone ever, even if you are going to be at least several years. What are you going to do in the interim? Use the pound sterling. You shan't be permitted to use the pound sterling. If you leave the United Kingdom, you can't use its currency. Well, you can actually. Some countries, you know, unilaterally started to use the euro or the US dollar. How would you stop them? And, you know, they get everything through being part of the UK. So the anti-Brexit arguments would apply a fortiori to Scots' separation. So I don't think frame it as thing positive. Talk about the breakup of the United Kingdom, splitism, the sundering of the Union. So Lord Reid, who's president of the Supreme Court, is indeed a North Briton himself, and indeed he's was called to the bar at the Faculty of Advocates, advocates equivalent of a barrister in North Briton. So and he's the one who delivered the judgment. And somebody's saying, well, how could a Scotsman say this? Well, because I don't know whether they're for or against separation. It's not really, it's not about whether separation is a good thing or a bad thing. They're not making a political decision. They're making a judicial decision. Some people don't grasp it. They're approaching it as a judge to decide, is it lawful? Looking at the statutes, possibly case law, what's the precedent here, common law, and saying, no, a judicial position is crystal clear. No, Holyrood, the Scottish government can only do this with the express permission of Westminster, and that is not forthcoming. If Westminster wishes to grant a second referendum, of course, they're free to do so, and it will be held. Because remember 2014, David Cameron, the Prime Minister, did, and he was not legally obliged to, but he said, if the SNP wins another Holyrood election, and they didn't win an absolute majority in that, but if they win another Holyrood election, then he would allow one. And so they did win in one about 2012, as over a two-year campaign to the September 2014 referendum. It's the same month that Glasgow is hosting the Commonwealth Games. So the eyes of the world were upon Caledonia. Anyway, so Nicola Sturgeon's the First Minister of Scotland, and she said it's a bitter pillow for bitter pill for any supporter of democracy to swallow. Well, what an astonishing thing. The United Kingdom is a democracy, Scotland is a part of that, and Scotland has consented to be a part of that. Now, she said this changes everything, Brexit, because, you know, 62% of Scots voted to remain in the European Union. That's higher than Northern Ireland, Wales or Scotland. So that is a clear majority. But this is a vote for the whole United Kingdom, not just Scotland. But not all of those who voted to remain would vote to leave the United Kingdom. But at the moment, the opinion polls are very close, showing the pro-union side to have a narrow majority, like 51%. That's sort of within the margin of error. And now the SNP are partly shifting attention onto this one. They want to deflect the public from everything that's going wrong, mismanagement of education, of healthcare, of transport, more strikes, the cost of living crisis, inflation. Ooh, blame the evil English. If England's so evil, stop taking their money. Why accepting the subvention? If they're so outrageous, they're so unacceptable. No. If Scotland is so superior, stop taking their money. Now, there are many marvellous things about Scotland. I'm a Caledonophile, all the rest of it. I really want the British Isles to stay together, like the Republic of Ireland, us to dissolve the Republic, rejoin the United Kingdom. I shan't bate my breath. But I would be very sad to see Scotland leave the UK. There we are. You know me, I'm a Eurosceptic. But if it were a binary choice, if I could have the Republic of Ireland back in the UK in return for the UK rejoining the European Union, I would do it. Ms. Sturgeon says she'll find other democratic lawful means for the Scots people to express her will. Now, she's not planning to do what Catalonia did and hold a referendum without permission of the central government. Now, she could say, well, I'll just interpret the next Holyrood vote as being about that election to the Scottish Parliament. But that's not quite the same thing, because there are multiple issues in an election. There's one issue in a referendum. It's about how you're doing in health, education, transport, policing, the environment, the economy, everything, as well as the candidates. I like or dislike this individual candidate, this party. Not about one question. It's very blurred. Right. So thank you so much for watching my channel. Please subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.